Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Some sneaky thieves managed to grab a box of backstage passes to Maxim's pre-Super Bowl party and scalp them for thousands of dollars. But Maxim workers realized what happened. They hustled to have brand new and completely different passes printed up. So when people showed up with the originals, they were turned away, and they didn't get to party with Guy Fieri and Anthony Anderson.
Number four.
So who's going to be the halftime performer at next year's Super Bowl? Probably nobody. Next year's Super Bowl is set for the Meadowlands Stadium in New Jersey, and it is not enclosed. According to the New York Post, temperatures could be potentially frigid, making it not only too cold for a performer, but also for the crews who have to assemble and disassemble that stage in record time.
Number three.
Donald Trump is suing Bill Maher for $5 million. Bill was a guest on The Tonight Show and said that he wasn't sure, but he thought that the Donald was conceived after his mother had relations with an orangutan. He said if Donald came forward with proof otherwise, he was willing to donate $5 million to the Donald's favorite charities. So Donald's lawyer sent over the birth certificate proving he was not the son of an orangutan and then demanded that money. When Bill refused to pay, Donald sued.
Number two.
Justin Bieber's mom, Patty, is doing what she can behind the scenes to get her son back with Selena Gomez. Patty believes Selena's a good influence on her boy and wants them back together. A source told Radar Online, though, that Selena doesn't want to associate with the crowd Justin's hanging out with lately, so I guess it's between Selena and Lil Twist. And for right now, Justin's sticking with Lil Twist.
Number one.
Whatever happened to all those male masseurs suing John Travolta for sexual assault? Those all quietly went away. But one man who refuses to be silenced is Fabian Zanzi. Apparently, John's attorneys reached an agreement with the cruise line, but a federal judge says that agreement did not include Fabian, so he's free to sue, unless, of course, he's able to reach an out-of-court settlement. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.